This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The word melisma in music is the singing of a single syllable of text while moving between several different notes in succession. Music sung in this style is referred to as melismatic. I don't think there's been a more melismatic performer in the history of American music than Gil Scott-Heron. Gil Scott-Heron just died this past Friday, and a great, great voice has been silenced. But not really silenced, because the best thing about music and being an artist, especially in today's day and age, is that your music lives on and your art lives on past you. Gil Scott-Heron was born April 1st in 1949, and he was known as a spoken word singer, songwriter, whose socially conscious soul jazz albums of the 70s sort of leveraged the feel and urgency of Sly Stone, Marvin Gaye, and Richie Havens, and had the soul and spirit that no one else but him could have. This morning on the WBAI Morning Music Show, we're going to play some Gil Scott-Heron, talk about the man, his work, and those who are not familiar with his work. For instance, I'm going to play pretty much in sequence from his first album, which is called Pieces of a Man, which is the track you're listening to now, and move up. There are a lot of his songs that you've heard of, like the one I just played, The Revolution Will Be Televised, that people may know more by name than actually having heard the actual song. So this morning, we'll hear a lot of his music, and music that has been influenced by what he's done, and maybe a little bit of what influenced him, like The Last Poets. So stay tuned for some damn good Gil Scott-Heron music. I'm Mike Sargent, and this is the WBAI Morning Music Show.
He could hardly understand. He was only talking to pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning and felt the burden of his shame. And for some unknown reason, never turned my way. Pieces of that letter were tossed about the room, and now I hear the sound of sirens come knifing through the gloom, but they don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. That they're only arresting pieces of a man. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man. He was always such a strong.
Gil Scott-Heron was born in Chicago, Illinois, to Bobby Scott-Heron, who was a singer, and Gil Heron, who was a Jamaican soccer player and became the first black athlete to play for the Glasgow Celtic Football Club in Scotland. Scott-Heron attended Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, as it was the college chosen by his biggest influence, Langston Hughes. It was there that Scott-Heron met Brian Jackson, who formed the band Black and Blues. After about 2 years at Lincoln, Scott-Heron took a year off to write two novels, The Vulture and The Nigger Factory. The last poets performed at Lincoln in 69 at the Audubon. I know I'm pronouncing small, but he met the group after backstage, and he said, "Hey, can I start a group like you guys?" He returned to New York shortly after. He had lived in the Bronx with his mother after his grandmother died when he was 12 years old. He began his recording career in 1970 with an LP called Small Talk at 125th and Lennox on Flying Dutchman Records.
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. It was inspired. It was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. That's it.
rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Record, the 15 tracks dealt with themes such as superficiality of television and mass consumerism, the hypocrisy of would-be black revolutionaries, and the white middle-class ignorance of the difficulties faced by inner-city residents. And in the liner notes, Gil Scott acknowledged his influences, Richie Havens, John Coltrane, Otis Redding, Jose Feliciano, Billie Holiday, Langston Hughes, Malcolm X, Huey Newton, Nina Simone, and the pianist who would become his longtime collaborator, Brian Jackson. But it was in 71, his album Pieces of a Man, that used more conventional song structures than the loose spoken word feel of Small Talk, that he had amazing artists on there like Hubert Laws and Ron Carter and Brian Jackson and Bernard Pretty Purdy. It was on that album that such seminal hits as, or I shouldn't necessarily say hits, but seminal pieces of work like The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Save the Children, Pieces of a Man, and the track I'm about to play to you now called Lady Day and John Coltrane.
Somehow, somewhere, you lost your way. your troubles away. They wash your troubles away. They wash your troubles away.
But it was Gil Scott-Heron's third album that he did, also in collaboration with Brian Jackson, Winter in America, with Bob Adams on drums, Danny Bowens on bass, and it had what has been critically acclaimed as Scott-Heron's most cohesive material, and featured more of Jackson's creative input than his previous albums had. Winter in America has been regarded by many critics as their best and most artistic effort, and that included the hit In the Bottle. I'm going to play two tracks from that album, and then kind of a block of Gil Scott-Heron, and then we're going to move on to some music that clearly, once you've heard him now, you'll see his influences and the influences just of that time and period and how it still is relevant in music today.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in the bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time. Now he's living in the bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done fond of damn near everything. His old woman went to pay for bottom. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time, people in the bottom, there's people living in the bottom. Listen to me, see that sister, her shirt was fine, she's finally drinking wine in the bottom. She told me, oh man, I'm
Wawamanko is the rhythm of rebirth and regeneration, named by the Africans after the snake, because the snake could shed its skin each year and appear to be reborn. And so Wawamanko became the rhythm of rebirth and regeneration. Say to get down in you sometimes. Say to get down in you, get down in you, get down in you, get down in you sometimes. Call him name, say, well, Wawamanko, 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 get me, won't let go, get me, won't let go, get me, won't let go, say, hey, Wawamanko, give me some time, say, won't let go, say, hey, Wawamanko, got me, won't let go, got me, won't let go. Say, like take it to a rhythm called Wawamanko, rhythm of rebirth and regeneration. Song is called The Bottle. Wawamanko got me and won't let go. Wawamanko got me to get you. Wawamanko got me and won't let go. Say, see that black boy over there running scared, his old man in a bottle. Say he done quit his 9 to 5, he drink full time, now he's hanging in a bottle. You see that black boy over there running scared, his old man got a problem. Who's in the news? He done found off damn near everything. Crime, get away. Time after time after time. Peter. Rhythm Master Larry McDonald.
Everybody needs
But before I move on to more Gil Scott-Heron original material, I'm going to play a couple of renditions by other artists of Living in the Bottle, and or as it's known as The Bottle, or its true title, The Bottle. And sit back and enjoy this, and then we'll get back to more Gil Scott-Heron. You're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. And this is the WBAI Morning Music Special on Gil Scott-Heron.
Looking for the rain. just like the cities that stagger on the coastline. And a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It looks like he's hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from the winter in America. And ain't
nobody knows, nobody knows. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say.
And since we're playing Winter in America, which is the last track I just played to you, the title track from that album, I'm going to play a version of Winter in America live, and then we'll move on to the second hour of our music special here on the WBAI Morning Music Show. 99.5 FM in New York and on the web at WBAI.org.
From the Indians, welcome to pilgrims. And to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain, like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain, just like the cities that stagger on the coastline. And a nation that just can't stand much more, like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow, never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, a hope and false rain. They look like either hoping, hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last its races marching across the floor. Hey!
no Gil Scott-Heron tribute could be complete without playing Johannesburg, which at the time most people had never even heard of Johannesburg, the town, or what was going on there. Later on, of course, it became something that everybody in America knew about. And that was from an album he did called From South Africa to South Carolina. Next, I'm going to play several Gil Scott-Heron original compositions, a few of which you may know, a few of which you may not know, and then we'll move on to some other music that you'll definitely hear is, I think, influenced by the man. And again, you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI, and this is the Morning Music Show. I'm Mike Sargent, and we're listening to the music of Gil Scott-Heron.
It's on a clear spring morning. There's not a cloud in the sky, and it's got me out here walking and waving to the ladies as they stroll by. And I ain't forgot for a moment all the things I need to do. But when I see that old sun shining, it makes me think that I can make it too. Yes, and all I really wanna say is that the problems come and go, but the sunshine seems to stay. And just look around, I think we found a lovely day. Flowers woke up blooming and put on a color show just for me. I appreciate it. The shadows dark and gloomy, I told them all to keep the hell away from me, because I don't feel like believing everything I do gonna turn out wrong. Oh, when vibrations I'm receiving say, hold on, brother, just you be strong. Yes, and all I really wanna say is that the problems come and go, but the sunshine seems to stay. Hey, just look around, I think we found a lovely day. Sometimes it rains, and I feel kind of strange, because it seems like my problems begin without the sunshine on which I depend. And all that made me feel like I need to hear the sun say is, hey, just look around, I think we found a lovely day. I think we found a lovely day. I think we found a lovely day. Don't it feel like a lovely day?
Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand it? that there ain't no such thing as a Superman. There ain't no such thing as a Superman. You was on the now. You went to see Great Egypt Fall. It fell down to the ground. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind. Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together, stay together, be together, stick together. So tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as Superman?
Will be someday. You'll see the day Don't you, don't you, don't you, don't you. certain bad things that happen make you realize that you've been here a lot longer than a whole bunch of people thought you would.
And we just heard four Gil Scott-Heron pieces, A Lovely Day, Ain't No Such Thing as Superman, Summer of 42, and from his last album, which was called I'm New Here, two tracks, one called New York is Killing Me, and a small piece called Certain Things. It's a little interlude. And next up, I'm going to play some music that I think is very Gil Scott-Heron influenced. It's got the similar vibe, and you tell me what you guys think.
Thank you. A man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul.
Thank you. To play a trick on me, she wanted information about our underground nation, our subculture. I could tell she was a vulture. How about the way she tried to say she was a fan of mine? Said her girl was down with a man of mine. Meanwhile, she tried to plan a crime. Asked about my distribution, about connects I have from Paris all the way to Houston. I wasn't down to expose myself to her, even though she was exotic. I wasn't gonna be helping her. The cat she worked for had me underestimated. I'm too experienced like Barrington. Get out my way, you haters later. Baby tried to set the mood, paid the check for the food. Thong bikini, offered me sex in the pool. But I ain't trying to brag and say that I'm that large. Yo, she caught the charge in her disguise. I saw espionage, espionage, espionage. Sent this other cat to infiltrate my clique.
WBAI, New York, 99.5 FM.
Got here, homie, he told me he could help me get the funds that they owe me. Actually, he struck a nerve, because I already knew that there were payments that I really did deserve. It's a slimy, grimy game, it's a low-down, dirty shame. You can't imagine what some fools will do for the fame. But I adapt like a chameleon to whatever surroundings. If I smell a rat or a setup, I'm flipping, it's going down then. Survive this far on gutsy instinct and pure skills. Ball head slick, not a Vic, retaliate, I sure will. I caught the chump with his back turned, talking to a mic. I snatched him up, yoked him up, he tried to take flight. Not trying to brag and say that I'm that large, but yo, he caught the charge. In his disguise, I saw espionage.
I represent, set up shit like a tech boy.
When you're in my grip, your whole game will be worth.
I'm so real, so that is scary.
So get on up and swing your thing. Listen while I sing.
Respect to the man.
Well, we just heard music from a number of artists, Buzu, Baju, Saint Germain, Soulshine, a number of artists who I think have somewhat been influenced by Gil Scott-Heron with sort of that jazz mixture of spoken word and, to use that word, melismatic in their approach. But I'm going to end out with a Gil Scott-Heron piece that I've played earlier, but it totally deserves being played again. You've been tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. And this has been the Morning Music Show with Mike Sargent. We've been playing a lot of the music of Gil Scott-Heron and other music that I believe has been influenced by him. So until next time, stay tuned.
From the Indians, welcome to pilgrims. Yes, and to the buffaloes that once ruled the plain. Like the vultures are circling beneath the dark clouds, are looking for the rain. Well, and been looking for the rain. Just like city that stagger on the coastline, living in a nation, it just can't take much more. Like the forest they buried beneath the highway, I never had a chance to grow. Well, I never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. It's a time when all of the hillers done been killed or been betrayed. Yes, people know it's winter. It's winter in America. Truth is, there ain't nobody fighting because, well, nobody knows what to say. Brother, save your soul. Winter in America. And the Constitution was a noble piece of paper. And with free society, well, you struggled but you died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, unemployed, hoping that it rains. Well, they've been hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, they're watching the last-ditch races go marching across the floor. And like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams and never had a chance to grow. Well, they never had a chance to grow. If somebody won't know, tell them it's winter. It feels like a winter in America. Time when all of the healers, people who could help us, done been killed, they've been betrayed. Yes, people know it's something wrong, feel just like winter. It's winter in America. The truth is, there ain't nobody fighting because, well, nobody knows what to say. The sisters save our babies. Winter in America. Thank you.
now it's winter. You feel like winter in America. Yeah, it's a time when all of the healer brothers who could help us done been killed. They put them in jails. Yeah, people know it's something wrong. Everybody ought to know winter. It seemed like winter in America. The truth is there ain't nobody fighting because, well, nobody knows what to say. Truth is there ain't nobody fighting because, well, nobody knows, nobody knows what to do, what to do. Truth is there ain't nobody fighting because nobody knows what to say.
Certain people, though, have contributed such a great deal to the blues and to my understanding of it that I have named particular poems after them and particular phases of the blues after them. Like, Joe Williams always sounded like a horn when he was doing them big city, big band blues. So I had the Joe Williams blues down, which was big band sound. Going to Chicago, sorry, but I can't take you. Do-do-do, do-do-do. Let me write that down, Joe Williams. Yeah, and then like on the other end of that spectrum, I had like the Jimmy Reed blues. Jimmy Reed got you into geometry, you see, because he delivered his blues from an angle. And Jimmy Reed's blues would be something like, bright lights and big city done gone to my baby's head. Yeah, Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed, you see, like, about four doubles into the evening, Jimmy Reed became a genius. Soon as you got right here, you say, yeah, play that again. That's something that sounds like the right. this is how Jimmy Reed is the hero of everybody who stays up from 1 o'clock on. Because his stuff started to make more and more sense around closing time. And with all the different kinds of blues I was getting into, I started to do some research on it, because the more I heard and the more I checked it out, the more I wanted to know. So I found out that a lot of poets had worked on different phases of the blues back during the Harlem Renaissance. Langston Hughes, County Cullen, Claude McKay, Sterling Brown, Gene Toomer. These people were blues poets. And they polished this art form to the degree of that it became scientific in its approach. And the more research I did, the more I found out that there was a 200-year legacy of poetry that had been fashioned along ideas that correlated with the blues that went back from 1789, that chronicled our life and our life experiences here in this country. And the more I found out about our own history, the more I was disappointed about how little we had been informed of our history. So it made me want to put a poem together to explain what had been overlooked. And the poem was called Black History. It said, I was wondering about our yesterdays and started digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we looked things up, we wouldn't fare too well. And we would come up with totally unreliable portraits of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean, such as they are, to see if we could shed a little bit of light. And this is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa. And they claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody because, hell, he said wasn't nobody there. White folks brought all the civilization. They said wasn't none around. Because how could these folks over here be civilized when they didn't see nobody writing nothing down? And just to prove all their suspicions, well, it didn't take too long. They found out there were whole groups of people in plain sight running around without much clothes on. That's right. There was women and men and young folks and old folks. Well, righteous folks just covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering the environment. They just said, hell no, this here, this ain't civilized. And another way they knew the folks was backwards, or at least this is how we were taught, is that unlike the very civilized people of Europe, these black groups actually fought. And yes, there was some crude implements, and yes, they had primitive art, and yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, and courtesy came from the heart, and yes, there was love and medicine, religion, intertribal communication by drum, with no papers and pencils and other utensils, and hell, these folks never even heard of a gun. So this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land. The Dark Continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had themselves a plan. They would discover all the places with promise. You didn't need no titles and deeds. And then you would appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the trickery and the greed. And back in the jungle, if the natives got restless, well, you call that guerrilla attack. And you never described that some folks might have got wise and decided that they was going to fight back. But still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bitch. Places once called underdeveloped and backwards, they now call them mineral rich. But still, it seems like the game goes on with unity just beyond our reach. Libya and Egypt used to be in Africa. They've been moved to the Middle East. There are examples galore, I assure you. But if interpreting was left up to me, I'd be sure every time folks knew this version wasn't mine, which is why it is called His Story. Black History. Thank you very much. Thank you. You see, how we see things and how we relate to it becomes very important. Like, as it was in terms of history, so it is in terms of right now. Like, you see, when I go to see the movies and what have you, I be careful about who I be identifying with. For example, like, when I went to see Jaws, I was for Jaws. But Jaws was the home team. Some bitch was in the water, which is where he's supposed to have been. You see? I'm saying, now if Jaws was to come in here, I would be with you grabbing something trying to beat this some bitch back. But Jaws was in the water. This is where sharks are known to be, in the water. You going to the beach, he going to the supermarket. But see, something like that, it just show you why you can't hardly have no black people in no horror movies. Because soon as they found out Jaws was in the water, black people said, no, I'm not going in the water. Jaws is in the water. See, I mean, that's the whole thing about it, that like Jaws couldn't catch no black people because we can hear the music. Yeah, here come that goddamn shark with his band. You see, like the idea about how effective or how thoroughly dominant television, for example. See, television, like a lot of black people watch television because they think it's free.
Tune into your listener-supported commercial-free radio station, WBAI 99.5 FM. And that was Damn Good Music with Mike Sargent, and he did a whole special dedicated to the wonderful, the legendary, Gil Scott-Heron, who passed away, sadly, this past Friday. I just wanted to play this song again from his last album. I'm New Here, Me and the Devil. Coming up next is the Gary Knoll Show with Gary Knoll and Michael G. Haskins, who's right here in the back getting ready for the Gary Knoll Show. So stay tuned for that right here on your listener supported radio station, WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Me and the Devil.
Joy of resistance. We're sisters of the joy of resistance.
In cases of rape, why is the character of the victim always on trial? This issue has surfaced again as two rape cases unfold in New York City. One involved the former head of the IMF and an African immigrant hotel worker. The other, last week's acquittal of two New York City police officers on rape charges. On Wednesday, June 1st, 9 to 10 p.m., join the Joy of Resistance as we look at these cases and what they mean. With Priscilla Gonzalez, Director of Domestic Workers United, Kathy Scarborough, an organizer of the International Feminist Solidarity Statement on Rape, Judith Ezekiel, a teacher at the University of Toulouse in France, and an organizer of last Friday's fierce anti-rape demonstration on the streets of New York. On the phones, we'll welcome your stories of sexual harassment and assault on the job. That's Wednesday, Joy of Resistance, 9 to 10 p.m., June 1st, because together we are powerful.
WBAI is a niet-commerciële zender, gesponsord door de luisteraars.
Ciao, sono Lucia, e quando sono a New York, ascolto WBAI su 99.5 FM.
Nitko Jacqueline, mure katete, du mure scape o genocidi a Batruzzi, a vai mure mure ucine na kane mure Rwanda.
Tervei, asa Melissa. Когато съм в Нью-Йорк, аз винаги слушам WBAI 98.
Ми номер е Елса. Анто сам пърмите ми радио синтониса на 99.5 FM WBAI.
What language do you speak when you call back home and talk to your grandmother or cousins? Join WBAI's ongoing community outreach and produce a station ID for us in your native tongue. You can contact the program coordinator, Michael G. Haskins, at wbaiannouncements@gmail.com. Let's celebrate each other.
And indeed, let's celebrate each other. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is listener-supported commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.